Welcome back, everybody. This is David Shepherd on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get back to your calls at the top of the hour, but we're joined by a good friend of mine and an excellent radio host in his own right. You can hear him on Sirius XM, the Bottom Line Sports Show, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. None other than Gerald Brown. G Money, how you been, man?
Shep, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. I can't complain, man.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, G. It really, really is, man. You've been a good friend over the years. You've been great on the Infinity Sports Network. And so, listen, man, we had a lot of people hitting me up about Giannis Antetokounmpo. G, we know this guy's loyalty. We understand he has now been in Milwaukee for 13 years. But the only guy that remains on that title team other than Giannis is the mayor, and not Sean Casey, but Bobby Portis. G, 2026-2027, what uniform is Giannis Antetokounmpo wearing?
You know, I really got to say, he might be in a Milwaukee Bucks uniform.
Okay.
I think a lot's going to depend on how the Knicks start the season. Also, I think, you know, with the Bucks, the Lakers, it's going to be a domino effect in terms of teams that either get off to a great start or teams that struggle out the gate, maybe encounter an injury, and that will probably set things up when we get around the All-Star break and see, what teams will offer, specifically playoff teams. Because I don't know, Shep, if the Knicks, honestly, what are you going to give up? And how much you're going to give up to get Giannis?
Give up everything.
You give up everything, here's my question.
Right.
Will his situation be better in New York or wherever he goes than it is in Milwaukee? I look at what John Horst and the Milwaukee Bucks have done. They have really, really tried to do a lot. And clearly, you know, the decision to say, hey, we're going to go into luxury tax, when they went out and got Dame and really tried to enhance that roster. But I think ultimately, you know, we heard this summer about the Brooklyn Nets and all the draft picks. And, you know, I was just thinking, I was like, yes, that is a trade that would benefit and help the Milwaukee Bucks going forward. But if you're Giannis and you're, you know, your aspirations is pretty much, I want to be playing for championships. Where do you go and what's going to still be there for you to be able to compete for a championship? So I think a lot is really going to depend on how these specific teams start the season, which will really dictate if there's going to be some type of movement of Giannis at the trade deadline. But I really believe he stays with the Milwaukee Bucks throughout the season. And perhaps if they do decide to go a different direction, both of them, this will be something that transpires in the offseason next year.
All right. Well, listen, many people in the Midwest are very happy to hear that. Again, we are joined by Gerald Brown, Sirius XM NBA radio host. You can follow him at Gerald, BLSS, on social media, on Twitter. And you, of course, can hear us on Sirius XM channel 375. LeBron is out for game number one with the sciatica. He will be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks. It is unreal to me that we are discussing a guy in year 23. It's obviously unprecedented. Not only is he the first player to play 23 seasons, but he is still a top 10 player in the NBA. But he's got that 2-8 postseason record in his last two playoff runs. How impressed have you been with LeBron, the player? But my also secondary question to that would be, how much longer are we going to have of LeBron one and done?
You know, I think it goes back to, like I said, you know, it kind of ties in with, you know, how the start of the season is going to be so pivotal for the Lakers, the Bucks, the Knicks.
Sure.
To see exactly how things go. And then, I mean, look, I've been saying this for quite some time. And, you know, in some way, I still believe the tea leaves and how everything is laid out, that, you know, LeBron ends up in New York. And that's why I said before where, you know, Giannis is a sexy pick and say, yeah. He makes a lot of sense. But if you look at the Knicks, Shep, and you look at the fact is that, look, if they struggle, right, getting off the out the gate, and they get around that trade deadline, and they look, this is their best chance ever, you know, to get to an NBA Finals, and you say, well, look, we can get there, and LeBron, who is the guy that, honestly, he's probably going to be playing a very limited amount of games. They're really going to obviously monitor his minutes to keep him fresh for the postseason. But we all witnessed what Tom Brady did going down to my beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Going and taking that team and taking them to an NBA, a Super Bowl and winning an NFL Super Bowl. This would be ideal because, A, you have his guy in Mike Brown that's there. B, you don't have to sort of necessarily break the bank and really leave the cupboard bare. You add some pieces in there, and I think make it very attractive for the Lakers who want size, especially to compete in that West. You know, I mean, if you look at the Knicks and you see LeBron that's there, and obviously now that attention that he starves for,
sure,
prays for, he gets it back in New York. So, I anticipate him to be very, very effective, but I think it's about managing him in year 23 in terms of saying, hey, look, we don't really need him. You know, the start of the season, we want him to really be in a space where obviously down the stretch and more importantly come the playoff push, he is raring to go. So, I'm not saying that this is false about the sciatica. You know, I wish the best for him, but I wouldn't be surprised that they clearly buy in to the whole process of just really maintaining, you know, load management, if you will, for LeBron.
Gee, you bring up a great point. Again, we're joined by Gerald Brown of SiriusXM NBA Radio. You bring up a great point because let's just be real about LeBron's 2020 title. We all know it counts as a fourth NBA championship, but it's not looked at the same. It's just not by most people. It's looked at a cheap title where most guys couldn't care less about going to Orlando and being part of this social experiment. They don't win it in Los Angeles. They win it on neutral site. If he is able to go to New York and lift a Larry O'Brien trophy for the first time in what will be 53 years, G, and they have not been to an NBA Finals this century, if he's able to do that, and let's say he does it in just a simple trade swap of him and Kat, like let's say it's not Giannis going to New York and, you know, Dwayne Wade and Carmelo coming out of retirement and going to New York and CP3 saying, let me go to New York too and be part of the banana boat. Like if it's a legit trade swap and he can go to New York and get them to an NBA championship, and to your point, the East is wide open. Jason Tatum, we know he said he wants to be on the floor this season. I don't think Tyrese Halliburton is going to be back with Indiana in 2025-2026. Gee, this to me would be the most solidified, steadfast, case-closed argument you can make about LeBron finally taking that title from MJ as the greatest of all time. And you and I both know he can say whatever he wants publicly about not caring or giving a you-know-what about being part of this conversation. You and I damn well know he wants to be in the right side of this conversation, and that is the greatest of all time. And I can't think of a better way for him to finally do it than doing this because, gee, he ain't winning in L.A. Luka doesn't play defense. Austin Reeves doesn't play defense. You know that.
Yeah, I mean, look, that West is going to be a gauntlet because, Rick Mahorn and I were on the show a couple weeks back, and we were posing the question to say, you know, if you could say who is the legitimate favorite to come out of the West, it's a hard toss-up because it's probably four to maybe even six teams that you really have to really give a lot of, say, thought of saying perhaps that can happen. It's just too much at this stage of his career. And then, obviously, he goes to New York. And like you mentioned, all the stuff that's there, that solidifies him as perhaps an all-time great that I won't say put him over Michael Jordan, but I would say that would put him really, really close to him. And I'll take it a step further. Look, you probably could put a package together that includes a guy like Mitchell Robinson and maybe either Mikal Bridges or OG Anunoby. And now you have still some pieces that, you know, now the Knicks go from, hey, let's, instead of making the NBA Finals, you can have an opportunity to perhaps win the NBA championship. And like you said, they would build a statue of LeBron. And LeBron would be loved and adored. And I just see it all playing out specifically with Mike Brown being at the helm as the head coach of the New York Knicks. And it just seems like it's all going to really depend on how well the Knicks play out the gate, as well as the Lakers moving forward, that we could potentially see LeBron do something like that at the trade deadline.
Absolutely. And again, we are joined by Gerald Brown of SiriusXM NBA Radio. This is the Good Shepherd filling in for the great JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network, and also heard for free on the Odyssey app. And in addition to that, channel 375 on SiriusXM. Gee, we got a minute and a half. I want to get you out with this, because we all know the West, in terms of getting out, is going to be heavily favored towards Oklahoma City Thunder. Who is their biggest threat?
Shep, I want to say maybe Denver because of the experience, but they lose Michael Porter Jr. They bring back Bruce Brown. I'm not really sold on the Houston Rockets simply because, you know what? Fred VanVleet is gone.
Yep.
And what they're going to do is try to experiment with different things. I don't know. And like, honestly, it's really going to be about matchups. That's the best answer I can provide for you. Because I tell you this, they're going to be such great matchups that the way those matchups play out, I think we're going to see a team that potentially could be Dallas, it could be Minnesota, it could be the Clippers. You just don't know based upon the matchups come that first round. That will really dictate a lot. And based upon those matchups and how favorable they are for certain teams, I don't think this is the year. I think this is the first time in quite some time that we could sit back and say, if you poll a lot of people, there could be multiple different answers. I just don't believe that Oklahoma City, as great as they were last year, a lot of things played in their favor.
Absolutely.
A lot of lucky things transpired. You know, let's be honest. Tyrese Halliburton doesn't get hurt. The way that game started really, really posed a problem for the Thunder to really say that they were going to lay claim to an NBA championship. So I don't know if they're going to be able to repeat. It's very, very difficult. It's all going to be about the matchups come the playoffs, starting the first round in the Western Conference.
Well, gee, it's a pleasure to have you on the Infinity Sports Network. NBA.com came out with their answers based off their polling of media members alike on who would win the major awards. And I thought, we can't get a better NBA guest than Gerald Brown breaking down the NBA season and headlines. It is a pleasure to have you, gee. Make sure you follow him at Gerald BLSS. You can catch him on the Bottom Line Sports Show on SiriusXM NBA Radio, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every single Saturday morning. G, we'll do this again soon, man. It's a pleasure, brother. Enjoy the start to the NBA season, and thank you for making time for us.
Likewise. Always a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate it.